live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Today, we want to talk about the work of the Umpqua Community College Foundation, the UCC Foundation, and Jessica Pa is the Chief Executive Officer. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
So give people, if they're not familiar, kind of what the organization is all about.
Well, the UCC Foundation is all about supporting Umpqua Community College and its students and academic programming. We're raising funds to help move us forward with innovation and access for students.
So how long has the foundation been around?
We are actually going to be celebrating our 50-year anniversary in 2 years, which seems far away, but we're already starting to plan some special stuff.
Wow. You know, that's amazing because you go back to the beginnings of the school. That means it wasn't that far up the road before the foundation began.
That's true. I mean, a fundraising arm of any college is really important for student access and program success. So it's been strong for many, many years, and we're excited about things to come.
So what is your role as CEO?
Well, I feel like I do a little bit of everything. Most of my work is partnering with our community agencies and friends of the college, donors that have already been part of the college, alumni, or those that are just passionate about education and supporting our community as it grows.
So how did you get into this role?
Well, my background has always been in education. I started off as a classroom teacher in middle school and high school, and then worked my way into higher education on the academic side. This is my first role on the nonprofit side of the work that we do, and it's really, really fun because I understand what we're doing at the college and what our needs are, so I can speak to our donors to get support.
So how long were you a classroom teacher?
Oh my gosh, now we're going way back in time. I was a classroom teacher for 5 years, and then I moved into administration for K-12 programming. I have been in higher education for 10 years now.
And when you came here, you were from elsewhere in the country, if I remember.
I was. I came here in December from Colorado, where I was at a community college there in rural Colorado. So this is actually coming to the big city for me, and I've really enjoyed it. Everyone's been very welcoming, and I'm loving UCC.
So December of last year?
Yes.
Wow. So how it's probably flown by the last few months with all the shifts and changes and things going on.
It has. We just had our kickoff week last week. Everyone was back on campus, and I was looking at all these new faces. I can't believe it hasn't even been a year, but there's been a lot going on and a lot of things planned for this coming year.
So how do you feel like your first year went? I mean, it was you're coming into something really different.
That's true. There's a steep learning curve, and I have really taken a long time to learn all the players and how we've operated, what works, what doesn't work, aligning our work with the priorities of the college. So there's just been a lot of organizing and pulling our resources together so that we have a game plan moving forward.
And talk about being on a college campus versus being, you know, in a K-12 situation. How different is that?
Well, if you talk to anyone who works at a college, they're going to say it's a lot different. Not too much. We do have students who choose to be there, which is a little bit different than a K-12 situation. But all of the resources and programs that we have to support students at a college are very, very similar in the need for supporting students in K-12. I just get to do some pretty cool, fun things because I'm outside of the K-12 entity, and we get to be creative with what our students need.
So what are some of the current projects the foundation's working on?
Well, our biggest thing coming up right now is our annual fundraiser, which is the Legacy Ball, coming up on November 4th. That is something that we have done for 6 years now. This will be the sixth one, and my first one, so we'll see how that goes. I've heard it's a blast, and the plans we have sounds great. We're also working to expand our fundraising. Most of our focus has been on scholarships, which is amazing. We have a great scholarship program for our students, very much needed. But we also want to do some pretty innovative new things for academic programming. So we want to diversify some of our fundraising efforts and have some other ways for people to engage on campus.
And talk about how important the ability to generate all these scholarships is.
We have students that would not be able to come to UCC without the scholarship support. And these are people who are traditional students coming straight out of high school, people who are changing careers midstream, anyone who's working to advance their career or to move forward in their life. They don't have access to this without the scholarship support that the foundation provides and our donors obviously provide.
And I would imagine that there are less sort of built-in scholarship opportunities in community colleges versus four-year institutions that over time amass a lot of different opportunities. It's probably a little more work.
It can be more challenging. It's not as much of what people think of as a traditional path, even though it's where a lot of students start and it's a more affordable place to start. But for some students, even just the gas to get to campus is a barrier that will keep them from coming. So we are all about eliminating those barriers and providing what support we can so they can better their lives.
And you've had, during the time you've been here, a shift to a more traditional learning method at the school in terms of, when you got in there, more was going online.
So that's really interesting because there was a shift due to COVID and people were at home. But we're also looking at, we've got a beautiful campus, places for people to come. It's been alive with energy on campus this past week. This is our first week back. But it's a changing landscape, and we have to meet our students where they are. So they're busy, they're working multiple jobs, they have families. So a lot of what we offer is some online, some coming on campus. It looks different for every student.
Yeah, and that's been interesting to see because for education, but for other things, the arts and really anything that I tend to cover on this program or that we address in news, people had to sort of got dragged into technology in some cases and had to do things to complete what their task was and didn't maybe like it at the front end. The technology got better, but then people saw some advantages of some of those things as well. And the fact that you could also mix in some opportunities that weren't there before. For instance, a college professor could get connected with an author somewhere and to work out an arrangement to get the person to speak to a class on Zoom, whereas you could never afford to pay to bring them to Roseburg from some other parts of the U.S.
That's true. I mean, I've definitely experienced Zoom fatigue from all of the meetings, but it comes in handy sometimes, and the technology helps students to have access and have the flexibility they need, brings in resources you wouldn't necessarily be able to do otherwise. There is something to be said about being on that campus, though. If you haven't been out there, it is absolutely gorgeous and peaceful, and the energy with students walking around is unmatched.
And there's still the deer.
And there's still deer everywhere. I've seen some turkeys walking around. I heard about a mountain lion a while ago, but I'm pretending like I didn't hear that.
I don't think you're supposed to bring that up.
No?
But one of the things, too, with these technology opportunities, you are pulling in students. I mean, Douglas County, land-wise, is one of the biggest counties in Oregon. It's bigger than a lot of states when you just look at the landmass. And so you have, depending on people's schedules, you know, they may live in Glendale, you're in Winchester, and maybe they normally come, but weather happens or a family, a sick child or whatever, and the fact that at least that day they could go on and access a class virtually and then get in there other days in person.
That's exactly right. You have a menu of options for how you can engage based on your schedule and your needs. And technology is great and a friend for some and really intimidating for others. So we have a lot of supports in place to help people have that access to technology and not have it be overwhelming. All of their course information is on an online platform. So they have everything at their fingertips wherever and whenever they need.
All right. More when we come back. Jessica Pa is the Chief Executive Officer of the UCC Foundation. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson at 1. Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt coming up at 4. On tomorrow's program, State Representative Christine Goodwin will be on Inside Douglas County. Jessica Powell, Chief Executive Officer of the UCC Foundation, in here for an update on the organization. So after being here nearly a year, getting settled in, I'm sure you've kind of looked at some maybe longer-term goals. You already kind of talked about one, about broadening out the way you do some things. One of the things I noticed is a lot of organizations, nonprofits, of course, you have a board of some sort, but you've got a very large board, and that is very unusual. Talk about the support and what they do that helps the foundation.
We do have a very large board. We currently have about 32 members on our board, and it's not incredibly unusual for a foundation, but it can be really challenging to have so many people. And it's also amazing. These are people who are completely dedicated to UCC and supporting the fundraising efforts that we have. They are our donors. They are friends of our donors. And these are people who can be advocates and supporters in the community. They have a reach further than me as one single person. So where they are in the community, they're talking about UCC, they're sharing what's going on, they're helping to gather that support. So the larger the group, the more reach we have, and we have a wonderful board that has been dedicated for years. Many people have been on our board for years and years, and we're getting new people. We just got two new people this past year who are excited to be engaged as well.
Well, and you talk about some of the folks who have been on the board a long time, then they bring a lot of institutional knowledge to what has taken place in the college over the years, not just the college, but in the foundation. And some of them are even, you know, alumni of the school themselves.
We have several alumni that are on our board, and they do bring that historical perspective, which is really, really important as we're making decisions moving forward. The exciting thing is we have all of this historical knowledge, and our board is excited for movement forward, which you don't always get both. A lot of times we want to hang out in the past, and my board can say, here's what worked and didn't work in the past, and let's look forward to some cool things that we can do. So it's really exciting to have that energy.
Well, and so much has changed in higher education and community colleges, and with the technology and everything else, you really have to approach anything you do looking forward and not just clinging on to the past.
That's true in education as a whole. And, you know, we want to be innovative. We want to be the leaders in the state moving forward the community college programming. So the foundation will be instrumental in supporting that.
So do you ever engage with other people in similar roles at other community colleges in Oregon?
Yes. I have a consortium of folks that are my colleagues across the state at community colleges in their foundations. And we do a lot of, hey, here's my challenge, or I have this great idea, but I need somebody to bounce it off of. And it's been a super great support for me, especially in my first year as I'm learning.
Well, and I suppose as well, there are points where it might be useful for you guys to come together even and, you know, work on a project, maybe talk to the state ed board or legislators, things like that.
Yeah, I haven't gotten plugged into state legislation just yet. I feel like that's a 2.0 version. But the consortium is coming together actually in October, where we will all be in the same space together and kind of share those best practices. So it's nice to have those colleagues across the state.
And I see more in education as well, that both on the four-year school and the community colleges, where people are kind of look at what each other offers and find ways to sort of team up in certain things, or decide that, you know, maybe they're good at that, and because they're going that route on a certain couple programs maybe or something, that we'll stay over here in this lane and we can kind of funnel students back and forth.
Yes, it's a very collaborative group, so we don't want to step on each other's toes. We're supporting each other, and a lot of the work that we do, we are trying to align with everyone else so that it's all symbiotic rather than in competition.
So talk about this legacy ball. There was this thing that came along called the pandemic that kind of kind of messed a lot of events up.
It did. We are super excited that we are back in person. We are going to be at Seven Feathers Resort and Casino on Friday, November 4th for the 6th annual Legacy Ball. This is an opportunity to come out and have a fantastic time, get dressed up. We've got our theme this year is making dreams come true, because that's what we do for our students. But when you walk in, it will be kind of like a Midsummer Night's Dream, a little bit of a whimsical, magical garden. We have amazing decor set up, cocktail hour, and lovely food. We have a live auction with really fun, exciting experiences for folks. And then we culminate the evening with the design band, which I haven't heard yet because this is my first event. But every time I say their name, I hear they're amazing. So it's a dance party to end the evening. Definitely something not to miss. We are currently selling individual tickets. They're $95 a piece, which gets you all the things all evening long. And you can go to umqua.edu/events for more information.
And a lot of people will, is that a Friday or Saturday
night? That's a Friday night.
Friday night. A lot of people will take that opportunity to just stay down there as well and just sort of make it a, you know, weekend.
It can be a fun weekend getaway with your friends or loved one and, you know, get a little gambling in there and spend the night.
And I guess that you probably had 2 years where this didn't happen, right?
Yes, we did. Last year, there was a virtual ball, which is challenging. There was fundraising happening for that, but it's just not the same as walking into the room and getting to hang out with your friends for the evening.
Well, and the energy that sort of comes when you get people, you know, donating and everything that goes with that. It can be done online, but there's a lot of aspects that are probably a lot more fun.
It's going to be so fun, and it's an opportunity to engage in a way with UCC and learn more. We've got a couple students that you'll be hearing from, and you get to hear what we're all about.
Now, is this the fundraising, is it a particular project or a goal, or is it just overall support for the foundation?
This is overall support for the college. Sometimes we have a specific focus, but we really want to be able to focus our dollars on the needs as they arise and on the priorities that our president and the board has set moving forward. So that's a couple buckets. We have emergency support for our students, scholarship support. We have program innovation and new things coming down the pike. So we want to be able to be nimble as we support the needs and movement forward.
Well, and it seems like because of all these shifts in just life in general, that the college has looked at a lot of things. When Dr. Pockrant was in here last week talking about a number of, you know, new things that are being worked on, talked about, looked at for even this year or down the road, because so many things have changed.
Yeah, there's been a lot of moving parts and pieces in an amazing way. It's very exciting. And I laugh because my office is right across the hall from Dr. Pockrant's office. So sometimes I'm yelling across the hall, hey, what's coming up next? We've got some cool things that we can help support. So we have a very close relationship and our boards are working together as well. So that's really important to make sure we're aligned in our support.
So if somebody wants to get tickets for the Legacy Ball, how do they do that?
They can go to umqua.edu/events, and on there is all the information about the event itself and the link to purchase tickets.
And about 30 seconds left here. What's ahead for you in the next year?
Oh, gosh, we've got a couple big plans coming, but they're not yet public knowledge, so stay tuned and you will hear all about it.
And if people want to find out more about the foundation in general or other ways to help throughout the year, where do they do that?
Well, they can always go to umqua.edu and click on the foundation, where we've got a webpage full of stuff that we've got going on. We are on Facebook, so social media is a great way to plug in to see what we're up to. And we really encourage people to come out on campus. Check us out. We're in the administration building, which is right by the fountain out front. We want people to stop in and say hello.
Jessica Pah, Executive Director, CEO of the UCC Foundation. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.